soundness of mind. Is that a good thing? You want a sound mind? You want a crazy mind? It's your choice. You can have a sound mind. You know, I'm happy when the anointing shows up, and that's what we started this church over. It wasn't over numbers. We're not real seeker friendly. We don't hand out cookie baskets, but we want the Holy Ghost. And if he shows, that's the whole reason we have meetings. It's so that he can have a place. Hallelujah. And that's all I really want. I'm an addict. I'm addicted to him. I've got to have him. Hallelujah. Got to have him? Yeah. Got to have him. I want him in my head. I want him in my body. I want him in my face. In your face? Yeah. The Bible says he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Is your face part of you? Well, then you want him in your face. I want him in my eyebrows. Full. To overflowing. Hallelujah. He, him, the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God forever. What were we talking about? The mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Obtaining soundness of mind, number three. We've been down this trail two times already. It's just going to get better. I'm excited about tonight. Would you want the mind of Christ? What could you do with that? Do you think he's got a sound mind? Does Jesus have a sound mind? It's a rock solid. More solid than rock. Right? You think you're going to shake him by trying to twist him up? Like the Pharisees used to do? Try to trip him up in his words or something? Come on. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's overcome everything. And he's seated in the heavenly places, far over and above all things. By the way, you are too. And when we obtain the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's the same mind. Brother, that sounds extreme. It is extreme. We're going to get to some scriptures. You'll see how extreme this is. Well, you're just trying to think like God. Well, amen. Yes, that's right. I'm not the one that said it. I will be the one that's saying it. But it's the Holy Ghost through the Word that told me to say it. Okay? Hallelujah. So if you turn with me to James 1:21, and then we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your holy written word. I thank you that we are seated in the name of Jesus, far over and above all principalities, powers, mights, dominions, and every name that is named. And I take authority over anything evil or hindering that would try to hinder the word coming into any one of us tonight. Every single one of us has ears to hear. Every single one of us has eyes to see. And we enter into your glory. We enter into your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all the truth. We worship you and thank you. Amen. James 1 and verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. I tell you what, you're not going to have a sound mind if you don't lay aside the things that got your mind all messed up in the first place. You know what I mean? If you're doing something that got you messed up in the first place, you have to first stop doing that, turn from it. That's called repentance. Repentance is turning from it. You did the first thing. You lay it aside, all superfluity. Just lay it aside. Never to pick it up again, by the way. Hallelujah. Now it's behind you. You don't turn back. You just go forwards. Keep going forwards. Leave all that stuff behind. Most of us could see the fruit that it bore. And it wasn't good fruit. It was bad fruit. Prickly, nasty fruit. Some of them are poisonous. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And here the soul is not talking about your spirit, man. It's talking about your mind. The word engrafted into you will save, deliver, heal, restore your mind. just to what it used to be? No, it gets much better than that. You don't even want to just be that. Right? We want something greater than where we've been or where we are today. We're going towards the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. What could you do with that? I could rule the world, brother. Absolutely. You're going to rule. Are you telling me I'm going to rule the world? Yeah. Maybe not the whole world bowing its knee to you, but it will be bowing to the name of Jesus when you receive the mind of Christ. What world? This physical world? Did the physical world obey Jesus when he said, "Peace be still"? Let this same mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. I've always wanted to rule the world, brother. Well, welcome to church. We're going to, and so are you. But where's it going to begin? With your neighbor? No, you wish. It's going to begin with you. You're going to rule your world, especially in the places where you have authority, your family, your kids, your job, all that stuff. Your money, your mind. You're going to rule it. Kings and priests, what do kings do? They rule. We're a pretty lame king that didn't rule. Hallelujah. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. You're going to receive with what? Haughtiness, boldness, pride? With meekness, which means you're going to receive it because you know you need it. And that's the best place to be in. I need it. I know I need it. Right? So then you can go, yes, thank you. You can receive it with meekness. Engrafted word, which is able to. It means it has power to save your soul. Totally clean your head out. Glory be to God from all the fuzz and garbage that's been built up in there for years. The devil and all his junk when he moved in there. Brought all his baggage with him. Looks like Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. Go down into the can and shake around and come out with an old television set. All those old movies, you're trying to get them out of your head. All that old stuff, those old memories. Sound like you're talking about brainwashing. I am. Ruling the world and brainwashing. People, are you game for this? Hallelujah. Todd's just like, yes, we're going to rule the world. Brainwash me right now. I want that. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go on here. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus talking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Do you know what the word Christ means? Anointed. You guys are sharp. It means anointed. And he's saying right here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do something. To do what? To preach. The first thing he was anointed to do is to speak words under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So let me ask you a question. Then were his words anointed? Are all the words in this Bible anointed? They contain the anointing like a seed. And some of them even have her like spilling over with the anointing of God. Right? Jesus was the anointed one. Christians are the anointed other ones. They're anointed, but his word is always anointed. It contains the anointing. It came through the anointing, and it still has the anointing in it, on it, and around it. Where are you going, brother? You'll see. It hinges on the word. What did he say you had to receive into your mind? Engrafted into your mind was what? The word. Jesus was the word. He was the Christ. He's anointed. They go hand in hand. So when you receive the word engrafted into you, what are you receiving? The anointing. And what's it going to do? It's going to deliver and save your soul. Now if you go quickly over to Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? His good looks, his job. What's the yoke going to be destroyed by? The anointing, the yoke of oppression. in your head or in your body or anywhere else will be destroyed by what? The anointing. Jesus said, the anointing is on me. He's anointed me to speak words. And we know that in the word is the anointing. And when you receive the anointing in the engrafted word, it's able to do what? Save your soul. Cleanse your soul. Heal your soul. Deliver your soul from confusion, from doubt. We know that, right? Mind might be in doubt, wonderment. But when the word comes in and the anointing comes in, all of a sudden you're delivered from doubt. And you go, I believe. Right? And all things are possible to him that believes. The word is anointed to smear and contact your mind with the word of God. What do you remember? And I said last week, we talked about those who didn't want to hold the knowledge of God in their mind. And God gave them over to a reprobate mind and all uncleanness. But he says, if you'll take the word of God and smear it on your mind, like a salve, right? Rub it, smear or rub to contact, that is, by implication, to consecrate to an office or religious service. You are consecrating your mind to the service of God by the anointing that's in the word.
Yes.
That's good news. It's like a mind smear. Now last week you talked about repent. It was to think differently or afterwards. And think about this. Once the anointing comes on your mind through the word of God, it causes you to think differently afterwards. I wasn't thinking that way before, but then the word with the anointing came on my mind and now I think differently. I've turned and now I'm thinking differently. And then I turn and I think differently. How does this happen? Through the anointing that's in the word, which has the ability to save, heal, and deliver your souls. Glory be to God forever. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Jesus is Lord. People are getting delivered right now. Hallelujah. By hearing the word. Goes into their mind. It's delivering them. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 17 again. If, therefore, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. In Christ. Who is Christ? We just said it a little while ago. The anointed one. If any man is in the anointed one, he's a new creation. And we know this from a simple fact that when you're born again, it's the inner man that becomes new. But he said, if any man is in Christ, that means your mental man, your physical man. When your physical man walks into the anointing, what happens? He's saved. He's healed. When your mental man walks into the anointing, what happens? You think differently afterwards. Your mind is cleansed. Your mind becomes saved and becomes brand new like it never was before. Brand new. By what means? By the miraculous means of the word of God and the anointing therein. If any man is in the anointing. That's how come one time you can think really weird, and then the next minute the anointing comes on your mind and your head, and you're thinking as sound and as straight as possible. The object is to stay there. Now, whose job is that? That's your job, and I'm going to show you some of the ways to do it. And you'll recognize it after a while once you've kind of trained yourself to be in the anointing. You'll know when you're not in the anointing. Like, why am I thinking goofy again? Hang on a minute. Let me go pray in tongues and read some scriptures over my mind. And then pretty soon I'm like, I'm back to normal again.
Yes.
And then all anxiety and stuff comes back on you and all these other things. You're like, wait, that's not the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
I have to abide in that mind. And that's the mind that I want to stay in. We're called to stay there, by the way. Hallelujah. Brother, this sounds good. I know. I'm excited about it. the mental man in the anointing. If any man be in Christ, and I say if you'll keep your mind in the anointing, it will cleanse you from all of the past, from all those memories before. You'd be like, I don't even know who that guy was, but he was obviously crazy. But I'm not that man anymore. Hallelujah. The renewing of the mind. 2 Corinthians 1, flip over a couple pages, verse 18. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Every time you see the word Christ, think anointed one. For the Son of God, Jesus, the anointed one, who was preached among you by us. Do you think they preached in the anointing? Well, no, Jesus was anointed, but Paul and, you know, Peter and those guys. No, they were anointed, the same Holy Ghost, and they preached in the anointing. The Son of God, Jesus, the anointed one, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him. Everybody say, in him. In him was yea. Yay. In who? In Christ Jesus. The anointed one is yes. Outside of the anointed one, what's the answer? No. Clear mind in the anointed one? Yes. Fuzzy, weird mind outside the anointed one? Hallelujah. You getting this? For all the promises of God in him. In who? In the anointed. In the anointing, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Which means so be it. Now, did God promise you a sound mind?
Yes.
Did he promise that he gave you the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind?
Yes.
He did. Yes, but where is it? It's in the anointing. It's in the anointed one, the anointed word. You could say Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus is the word. And that Jesus Christ is the anointing. So you could say the word anointed. In the word anointed? Yes. And amen. Hallelujah. For, verse 21. For he which establishes us with you in what? Christ, and has anointed us, is God. You're established in Christ and anointed in Christ. What does the anointing do? It breaks the yoke of bondage. In your mind? Yes. Not yes and no. What do you think? God's confused? I've heard people say that. You pray and God says yes. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says maybe. And I always like to add, and sometimes he's just confused and doesn't know what to answer you. People say this garbage, and that's what it is garbage. And it's all clogged up in their head with Oscar. I'm telling you, they haven't had the anointing to go in there and clean it out. Because in the anointed, it's yes. But they can't see it because they got yes, no, and maybe so stuck in their head somewhere. Well, no, get that out. Take the anointing, let it come in and clean out your mind. Brother, it sounds like you're just saying if you listen to the word and receive the word with meekness, it's able to save your soul. Yes! Yes! I don't care how ratty it is in there. The anointing comes in and cleans it out. Clean mine out. And all kinds of rats in there, I think, one point. But they all moved out. Hallelujah. Even the pet rat. They had a name and you liked. He couldn't stay. Fed him carrots under the couch. What are you talking about, brother? I don't know. Let me just go on to my next scripture here. Did I read all that down to 21? He which establishes or establisheth us with you in Christ, who is the anointed, and has anointed us, is God. Is this good news? It's the anointing in the Word that breaks the yoke. And if you got a yoke on your head, you know what? Sometimes a yoke is bondage. It holds you down. It's oppressive. It's trying to make you go in one direction. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Take my yoke upon you. And you go, hey, this is easy. This is light. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. You guys ready for this next one? Psalms 23:5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. So many times when God is talking about the anointing, he talks about your head. Hallelujah. And right here in Psalms 23, we all can quote it. Yes, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. But he says he's going to anoint your what? Your feet? Your armpits. Sometimes that'd be good. What's he anointing? Your head. Why would he do that? And the anointing means to smear on the anointing, to consecrate it. He's consecrating your mind. He's consecrating your head and your thoughts so you can follow him. How does he do it? He does it by the anointing that's in the Word. Hallelujah. That's why he says, receive the Word. Receive the Word. I don't feel it working, brother. Yes, it is. This is where faith comes in. Faith is a very handy thing. You hold it there. And you say, yes, I'm receiving it. Yes, it is happening. Because the Word does not lie. God doesn't lie. It's happening to you now as you receive the Word. With meekness. It's saving your soul. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. He anoints my head. Hallelujah. You walk around saying that all day long. God anoints my head. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your what? You were an alien. You were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now hath he reconciled. Let's read the verse right before that because it's so good. Hallelujah. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him the blood. Don't make me go down that road right now. To reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you has he reconciled. That were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now has he reconciled the blood. When we go down this trail, where's the anointing? The anointing's in the blood. Hallelujah. Because there's life in the blood. And so when you plead the blood of Jesus on your mind, it's reconciling your mind. It's reconciling your mind. What did he say? He said you were alienated, which means to be afar off, an alien. Meaning, if I alienated you in my family, I will never have contact with you anymore. You have disgraced me. Right? So we're alienating somebody. You were once alienated by wicked thoughts. You were an enemy. Where? In your mind, you were, not anymore. Hallelujah. Now half, past tense, he's reconciled you. You're no longer an enemy in your mind, even though your mind may say it. Clean it up. This is one of those scriptures that'll help clean it up. Remember, there's anointing in these words. And as you listen to them, and as you hold on to them, you go, yes. I'm delighting in these words. They go into your mind and they sweep and they clean house. Hallelujah. Now, if you were an enemy in your mind, what does that mean you are now? An ally. You were alienated. You were way off somewhere. But now, through the word, through the blood, through the anointing, your mind has been joined up again with God. The anointing. I'm no longer an alien in my mind. Hallelujah. Next time the aliens come in, their spacecraft, you say, no, thank you. I'm no longer an alien in my mind. You got to pick up Farmer Joe down the street. Hallelujah. And I'm no longer an enemy to God. Colossians 2:18. Let no man beguile you. What does that mean? To deceive or trip up? Yes. But what's let mean? Means you have something to do with it, don't you? What about no man? Could that possibly be yourself? Could you trip yourself up? We'll see that in just a second. Let no man, even yourself, beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility, like a bowing down or worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Okay? We've been talking about what kind of mind? The mind of Christ, the mind that's submitted with meekness to the word and the anointing. But all of our minds have a tendency. That's why he says, let not. To want to be puffed up with something else. To follow the fleshly path. Remember? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. These things are contrary one to another. So if you continue to yield to the fleshly mind, it will take you down the wrong path. It'll take you down the path of confusion. It'll take you down the path. And it doesn't look like that at first. But you need to see the path where it splits off and recognize it right away. That way you don't have to backtrack so much. Say, no, I'm not going down that path. I'm going to stay right here with the word. Right here with the word. Does this make sense? Stay with the word. Stay in the anointing. Train yourself and your mind to stay right there where God said. It's much better. Well, I think I can do it better. No, you can't. Remember the mind of Christ, Jesus. The mind of Jesus. You're never going to think better than that. Hallelujah. Intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered. It's going to nourish your mind. It's like mental food. The good stuff. Right? And I've seen people that have tried to, you know, I just need to strengthen my mind. I need to do it myself. And they'll go out and they'll buy all these jigsaw puzzles and stuff. Because their mind, they think their mind is weak. No, they're trying to battle a mental problem with a mental solution. You can't, and that's what the word's saying. You're gonna clean this house up by the anointing that's in the word. The mind of Christ is not mental. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's your mind coming in humility and in subjection to the Holy Ghost, and you begin to think in line with that. That's why it's easy, it's light, because you're really not doing anything. It's his anointing coming on your mind and washing over it. And all of a sudden, hey, I never thought that thought before. I do it every time I come up here. If you saw my notes, you'd go like, what? How'd you get all of that out of this? I go, I don't know, but if the anointing doesn't show up, forget it. You guys are all in trouble. I'll just start making things up. Open your Reader's Digest. Not holding the head. Holding, people. First he says, don't let any man beguile you. Don't let it be beguiled to go off the other way. And then he says, not holding. Holding. At some point, you're going to have to learn how to hold these things. And I've made this illustration before. Many times it's like holding onto a rope covered with grease. Because you don't hold it back, you got to go with it. That means you move, you change. You go. The anointing's causing, coming on your mind, is causing you to think a certain way. Oh, my sins are forgiven. My past is wiped clean. He doesn't remember. Well, you have a tendency to want to go, how could that be? How could that be? Your mind's fighting to go the other way. But no, just let it go. Let it go with the easy flow of the Holy Ghost. And He'll take your mind and He'll take it right down that path that cleanses you. I've heard that people, I don't know, I haven't been to this part of heaven, but I heard that when people get there, one of the first things they do, especially people that haven't had their mind renewed, when they get to heaven, the first place they go is the river of life. And they go and they dip down in it. And they say that it doesn't go around them like regular water would, but it goes right through them. And it washes away all those feelings of insecurity and all of those things. The bad thoughts about people and everything else. And it's cleansing. What's it doing? It's replenishing you with itself. It's living water. But people who have their mind renewed probably don't need to do all that. We just do it because we want to. Hallelujah. Wait, I'll be right with you. I'm going back under. Let it cleanse your mind. Is the water and the word in agreement?
Yes.
The washing of water with the word. Yes. The word washes you to the same degree. You'll be ready for heaven when you get there. Keep your mind. Just keep that word flowing over your mind. It'll make all of that stuff go away. Stupid thoughts, whether they're yours or anybody else's. It's all stupid when compared to the mind of Christ, which is what He's building into you. Let this mind be in you. Let it. You got to let it. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Not holding the head. See, these people were puffed up in the fleshly mind, not holding the head, by which it all, at the end it says, it increases with the increase of God. You're not going to have the full mind of Christ all at once. But it comes in like a little stream. Comes in like a stream and washes around in there. And pretty soon you're thinking about yourself differently. You're thinking like the Word says about you. He changes you from one glory to the next. Until all of a sudden, you don't even recognize yourself anymore. You look in the mirror and you go, who's that? My goodness. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even what? Christ. Who's the head? Who's Christ? He's the anointing. The head. Now think about this, church. What are we going to be led by and directed by? The Spirit of the living God. Who is Jesus led and directed by? The Spirit of the living God. Who's the head now in the body of Christ? It's the Spirit of the living, the anointing. That's what He said. And people, when they're not holding on to that, that's where they get messed up. But what did He say here? He says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in a few things. In all things. You're speaking what? The truth is what? His word is truth. As you're speaking His word, it goes over your mind in the anointing and causes you to grow up into that very word that you're speaking. Sounds like you're promoting self-brainwashing. Yes. Hallelujah. And I don't even charge you for it. I can't be around you 24 hours a day. You don't want me around you 24 hours a day. And I don't want you. But who's around you 24 hours a day? You are, yes, the Holy Ghost, but you are. And you're going to have to be the one that speaks the truth of the Word. And you can grow up as fast as you want, or you can take as long as you want. Sometimes some of us have just taken way too long. But we can speed up the train here. Throw another log on that fire. Remember the old trains, right? They had logs and steam and stuff. Throw another log on there. You want that train to move really fast? When you start tearing things up, anything that's wood's going in that hopper. It's going in there. Right? What happened to your house? It's in the hopper. But we're clipping along really fast now. Hallelujah. How clean do you want your mind? How much are you willing to pay in time and effort and with your mouth to have the mind of Christ. It's not cheap. We know this because your mind, it just wants to do other things. Just give me a break. Give me a break. I just want to watch one soap opera. Just one. No. Turn that garbage off. All it's going to do is put more garbage in your head. You're going to have to clean it up later. You know, learn your lesson. Right? Get rid of all the filthiness and the superfluity of naughtiness. Get rid of it. And then receive with meekness the engrafted word. It's going to go in. It's going to save your soul. It'll totally clean it out. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have it. It is ours. Now, is everybody walking in it? No, it's just like they're not walking. When by Jesus' stripes you were healed. Is everybody walking in that? No. But we have the mind of Christ. And what is the mind that's been given to us? Have means it's been given to us. We have it. It's yours. The mind of what? The anointing. And I've shown you tonight how to get it, how to apply it, how to obtain it. By speaking those things. By hearing, by receiving it into your soul, your mind, your mental parts, and holding it there and let it do its work. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ. Glory be to God forever. John 15:3, I will end with this. Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. The anointing was in the word. Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Hallelujah. Brother, how do I get clean? How do I get my mind clean? Receive with meekness the engrafted word into your mind. It is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your written word. I thank you that tonight we have received this word into our minds and into our spirits. Father, I pray for people who've been battling with their mind and with mental issues. I ask you right now to reveal to them the answer. Let them see the way clear. Let the anointing begin to go in and seep in through their ears, and let them see the light at the end of the tunnel. Let them see how to receive with meekness your word. Let the saving of the soul begin. Let the cleansing of the mind take place, and we will serve you, Lord God, in the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.